The 78-year-old novelist Ivan Klíma is one of the best-known and most widely translated of all Czech writers, with novels like Love and Garbage, Judge on Trial, and No Saints or Angels acclaimed worldwide. Nearly all Klíma's work focuses on human relationships, in particular between men and women. But at the same time, he offers far broader insights into contemporary Czech society. In a recent interview for Radio Prague, Klíma spoke about his latest book, My Crazy Century, in which he looks back at the first half of his life, including his years in a Nazi concentration camp and his later flirtation with communism. But when I went to see Ivan Klíma last week at his house in a leafy suburb of Prague, it was to talk about the more recent past. I was interested in how he perceives the years since the fall of communism. The Velvet Revolution came suddenly, but did it take Ivan Klíma by surprise?
It was very fast. We didn't expect that the communism would disappear or collapse within a few days. That was surprising. We were very happy. And, of course, the new freedom meant that we are living, after so many years, under free conditions for writing and for freedom of speech and so on. Many times I was asked how our writing was changed. Not too much. From the very beginning, I tried to write very openly about reality, about my own way of thinking and evaluation of things and of relations between people. And I never estimated myself as a political writer.
And at the time of the Velvet Revolution, were you actually in the middle of writing a book? Did it change your train of thought? Did you find yourself...
I don't think so much. The political situation was only background, which was not so important for me. Maybe for some of my heroes, because it influenced their life.
In the communist period, reading was so important, literature was so important in Czech and Czechoslovak culture. These days, there's so much entertainment around. There doesn't seem to be that strong impulse to read that there was before. Do you find yourself feeling frustrated at this?
I am very skeptical about the whole our civilization, which is really preferring entertainment on the first place. They are sitting and watching extremely stupid TV series or science fiction or horrors and so on. That's frustrating, and it was always frustrating, I guess, for the writers.
We're sitting here in your study, and behind us are your bookshelves and I notice in the bookshelves there are quite a lot of novels by younger writers who are a generation or even two generations younger than yourself. How much of an interest do you take in what the younger generation of Czech writers are writing, and are there any writers that you particularly like or dislike as you look at the younger generation?
I like some of them, really. Mrs. Brdečková, for example, Mrs. Obermanová, there are some women among them, Mr. Šabach, Mr. Topol. There are some very interesting writers, very different in their style, and I'm curious to read about it. Sometimes I even find something which is very inspiring for me. It's a touch for contemporary language, which I hear also from my grandchildren, of course, when I prepare No Saints or Angels. It's about teenager. So I really use services of my granddaughter.
I was very interested when I read that novel, No Saints Nor Angels, because it deals with very modern subjects, as the question of drug addiction and growing up in the contemporary Czech Republic. And I was amazed how well you managed to shift your language between the older and the younger generation.
Of course, I'm in touch mostly with my grandchildren, which is quite enough to catch the color of language. And then I sometimes phone her, the oldest one, and I ask her how we would express this or that. And she were very helpful.
There wasn't a tram for half an hour. Mum was going to leap up and down and yell at me again. But me and Ruda couldn't afford a taxi. We were completely broke. Anyway, we wouldn't have taken one even if we had some money left. We'd sooner try to get a joint. But I didn't want any more today. I'm spaced out enough as it is. When Mum eventually cottons on, there's going to be hell to pay. But that's her fault. She still hasn't realized that I'm not her little girl anymore, running around like a trained monkey.
There are quite a lot of novels being written at the moment in slang Czech,
yes.
In colloquial Czech.
Yes.
It seems to be quite a fashion. Are you maybe a little bit worried, given that you were talking about the influence of TV culture and entertainment culture, that this might actually be bringing about a decline in Czech writing and in the use of the Czech language by writers?
Some people are using this colloquial language, the language of TV series. It's a really poisoned language. It's not a real language. I'm describing it in my novel, Love and Garbage, as a Yerkish, which is a language which was invented for the communication between the chimpanzees and people. It has about 225 or 27 words only, and it's quite enough for TV series. So that's something which is really dangerous. Maybe it's easy to read it for readers, but it's always is danger, not only for Czech language, but also for the content, and it's very simplifying.
It occurred to me immediately that at last a language had been found in which the spirit of our age could speak, and because that language would spread rapidly from pole to pole, to the east and to the west, it would be the language of the future.
It strikes me that there's a huge gulf between the experiences of your generation of Czech writers, writers like yourself or Arnošt Lustig or Milan Kundera, who really went through so many traumatic experiences,
yes,
from the Second World War, the Holocaust, the Stalinist period after the Second World War, the Soviet invasion of 1968. Today's younger writers, people who are in their 20s or 30s or even 40s, have very little of that shared traumatic experience. Do you find it maybe difficult to identify with them?
It's not difficult to identify for me with them. It's for them difficult to find interesting subjects for their writing. It was our advantage in some way as writers, because if you survive, the more difficulty you have in your life, the better it is. So that's what, of course, is they are missing, this kind of experiences. But of course, it doesn't mean that we should prefer the war, the Holocaust, invasions and occupations. It's only such side effect for the writers that it offered some subjects. As I said, I didn't use them so much, but of course I mentioned my experience from the concentration camp sometime in one short story, in one chapter of Judge on Trial, in some small parts of Love and Garbage. And it's, of course, in some way, it's much more attractive to write about such difficult times.
One Czech writer who has, as a child, had very similar experiences to yourself is Arnošt Lustig, who seems to feel a very strong impulse again and again to write about those experiences that he had of the concentration camps in the Second World War in order to remind his readers of what happened, in a sense. Do you not feel that same impulse, that same need to come again and again back to your more traumatic experiences of your own past?
Never. I find for me much more important this era of Stalinism and socialism, because in my opinion the Nazism is more or less entirely dead. But it's not true about so-called socialism and communism, which is much more vivid still, much more attractive for the people. So it's very important to show the features of it.
It strikes me as quite interesting that there's an emerging younger generation of Czech writers who don't seem necessarily particularly bothered by the communist past. It's almost ancient history. Do you think that's quite healthy?
Of course, they are speaking about subjects they are attractive for them. They are mostly, that's typical mostly for women writers. They are writing about their own lives and their own problems, which are not connected with the past. So mostly love affairs or so on. Anyway, I agree it helps you not to speak too much about past.
To what extent do you think the actual language that's used by writers and generally has changed in the years since the fall of communism?
Of course, the language is developing. If you are speaking really about the language in literature, it doesn't change so much. But what changed a lot is language in the newspaper and in the colloquial language. It's really the invasion of English words into Czech. Unbelievably stupid. So that's one question. And second question, it's poisoning the language. If somebody likes to write in English, it's possible to write in English. Nearly everybody now among young generation understands English. But this poisoning language, it happened also a little with Russian under communism, that we used some Russian words. But because Russians were hated, so it was not in such a dimension. But now, because it's English is really used a lot. And the second difference is that the language is again a little simpler than it was before.